The reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 41, beginning at verse 8. But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane and the pine together, that they may see and know, and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it.
I'm told that most of our body is water, and that's why we need to drink. The charity Water Aid tells us that 785 million people in the world do not have access to clean water near their home. Perhaps today, if you have access to a tap with clean water, take a moment to be grateful. Think of the reservoirs around our city. People lost their lives to make those reservoirs. They're what makes city life possible. And God sends the rain to refresh the earth, and we are responsible for how we manage what he gives us. One of the best parenting lessons that I ever got was in an unofficial guidebook to Disneyland Paris. It said something like this, I can't remember it exactly. It said, when you're at Disneyland Paris, take a look around you and you will see families with children who are misbehaving. And their parents, their carers are getting more and more frustrated. This is where you wanted to come. We've spent lots of money to get you here. And it seems that now you're here, all you want to do is to throw a strop. What is going on? The advice in this unofficial guidebook was that if this happened to your children, sit them down and give them a drink. The book advised that the reason that children misbehaved, even when they were at the place they wanted to be, was because they had forgotten to take a drink. You know, Psalm 42 talks about thirsting for God. We sang a song based on it earlier today. And that sense of thirst for God, that sense of longing, is a very healthy thirst. You know, it's not just adults who forget to drink. There are people in our city today, maybe some even watching now, who just are not drinking as much water as we should. And it seems to be that our natural desire for water, if we don't drink enough, that desire subsides and we forget to feel thirsty. So instead of our bodies telling us loud and clear, it's time to have a drink, they go quiet, and sometimes we mistake how we are feeling for other things like hunger. When it comes to God, sometimes people say, I'm not thirsty. I don't sense my need for God. But we are thirsty. We need God. And in the same way that it seems that our sense of thirst for this type of water can switch off, so can our sense of thirst for God and his presence and his activity within us. So today, I want to encourage you to develop your sense of thirst for God, for a sense of thirst for God's activity within your life. Now, I'm told that the best way to increase your thirst for physical water is actually to start drinking water a bit more so that the body starts to expect it. I'm no medical expert. Please don't take any of this as medical advice. But spiritually, if we receive the living water from God, the more we receive it, the more we're likely to want it. How do we receive this gift of the Holy Spirit from God? Well, Jesus is clear. We receive it when we ask. Jesus once asked a woman for a drink of water. And he said to her, if you knew who it is who's speaking to you, and if you knew what he could give you, you would ask him and he would give you living water or running water. If we want to receive the water that we need from God, the first thing we do is ask. And then the second thing we do is seek to live within what God is giving to us. Jesus says that he and his Father will reveal themselves to us. How do we seek that? Well, yes, we ask, but we also learn to love as Jesus loves. And maybe that's where spiritual water and physical water come together. That a desire for justice in the world works best when it comes out of love that God is putting in our hearts. It's not right that hundreds of millions of people do not have access to clean water. So today, let's come to the Lord. And let's say to the Lord, I am thirsty. Not, I feel thirsty, because the sense of the amount to which you feel thirsty may not accurately be how thirsty you are. You know, every day we should be feeling thirst for physical water, because we need physical water every day. And every day we are thirsty for God's presence in us. So I'll ask for it today. Ask God that he will fill you with his Holy Spirit. Ask God that he will teach you how to live. Say to the Lord that you want him to reveal his presence to you. And when you say that, don't have a preconceived idea of what it's going to look like. Just let God do it in the way that he thinks best. The Lord says, I will give you the water that you need. Let's ask him for it today.